You're listening to SBS News.
From the James Webb Telescope to the upcoming Artemis Moon mission, there's a renewed global interest in the possibilities of space travel and exploration. But Western Sydney University Associate Professor Greg Cohen warns that we should first look to clean up the skies before racing to launch new objects into orbit.
So we've been launching things into space for over 60 years now, and it's becoming a real problem because we haven't done a great job cleaning up after ourselves. So there's a whole bunch of debris up there, as well as all the active satellites we have and all the active satellites people are putting up.
The Soviet Union launched the first satellite into Earth's orbit, Sputnik 1, at the height of the space race in 1957. By 1980, there were 1,679 satellites and man-made instruments circling the Earth. And by 2021, this number had swelled to nearly 10,000.
And the problem is that the risk of collision goes up with every object we put in orbit. And this is becoming a growing concern because it affects both uncrewed spacecraft and, of course, crewed spacecraft. So we need to do something about that. And before we can even get to the point where we can solve this problem, we have to understand how bad it is.
Collisions between satellites are not unheard of. In 2009, the defunct Cosmos satellite used by the Russian military collided with the Iridium commercial satellite some 700 kilometres above Siberia. To keep a closer eye on the thousands of pieces of space junk circling the Earth, Professor Cohen and his team have designed a sophisticated new camera. It uses neuromorphic technology. That is, the cameras are designed to mimic the way the human nervous system works.
So what you're looking at here is a neuromorphic camera. So it's a biologically inspired camera that works more like an eye than a conventional camera. These cameras can go to about a million frames a second equivalent, quite happily. These cameras are so great for tracking things, for example, satellites that are passing overhead in space.
The cameras are currently deployed on the International Space Station and are involved in trials to potentially be used in upcoming NASA programs. Joel Lisk from Flinders University says the rapid pace of innovation is constantly reimagining how humans use space.
A range of satellites providing more commercial services, so that might be your Internet of Things, your communication satellites, your broadband satellites. But you also have a lot of military installations doing Earth observation activities, other communications networks, you know, GPS and other navigation systems, and as well as the space station. So we have a lot of stuff in space now.
Associate Professor Cohen says if space junk is allowed to get out of hand, it could derail future launches or missions.
If we don't solve the space junk problem, if we don't do a better job of cleaning up the area around Earth, there may come a point where we can't use parts of space, where the risk of putting satellites up is too dangerous, and where our critical space infrastructure gets damaged to the point that it's unusable to us.
Steve Trask, SBS News.